کارلوس کیروس هستش یا کیروش
روش
کیروش would be better or کیروس
کیروس کیروس
کیروش
or you can call me Carlos.
It was a love affair that brought together two tortured souls. Carlos Queiroz needed to mend his reputation after being sacked by Portugal, while the Iranian Football Federation needed to return to the World Cup after missing out in 2010. At the very beginning, when both still wore dreamy expressions and thought only of one another, Queiroz told me everything was about sunset on the Copacabana.
The main goal of Iran is to be in Brazil in 2014, and that is something that is a good challenge, and it is the challenge that I want for my next 2 years, to be part of the World Cup in Brazil.
But once the novelty wore off and the flowers and chocolates became fewer and farther between, the relationship began to fracture. It became and stayed stormy. Queiroz didn't think the IFF was supportive enough. The IFF felt misunderstood by Queiroz. Yet in June 2013, all of that was forgotten, for a while at least, in the South Korean city of Ulsan.
And there's the final whistle. There it is. 1-0 to Iran, it's finished. The Iran contingent here is in raptures. Carlos Queiroz and every other member of the backroom staff and substitutes on the bench have rushed onto the pitch because they've qualified for the World Cup for the fourth time in their history.
And in Brazil, only a Lionel Messi goal in injury time denied Iran a famous draw against Argentina. They left with a solitary point, but greatly enhanced reputations for all concerned. But during the World Cup, there were rumours of stand-up rows between Queiroz and his boss, Ali Kafashian. Hotel doors were slammed, and Queiroz decided not to renew his contract. Still, somewhere in the depths of their frozen hearts, a hot spring of affection, or perhaps need, continued to bubble away. And so, after a few weeks, Queiroz and the Iranian Football Federation got back together and looked ahead to the Asian Cup in January.
Iran against Iraq stood out as one of the must-watch quarterfinals in this Asian Cup.
But in Australia, Queiroz complained again, this time about a lack of friendly matches in preparation for the tournament. And just like the previous four tournaments, Iran were knocked out in the quarterfinals, this time to Iraq, and in the most dramatic circumstances.
Salem Shakir puts Iraq into the semi-finals. They will take on South Korea on Monday, which is Australia Day, in Sydney. Wow. 1-1 at full time. It was 3-3 after extra time. And then Iraq win at 7-6 on penalties.
2 months later, Queiroz quit.
After 4 years, I really feel very honored and very proud coaching this team and these players. They've been fantastic, outstanding. The commitment, the attitude, the dedication to the national team. But basically, as I said, we've been preparing the team to the World Cup and to Asian Cup with no camps, no support, no friendly games, nothing. Sometimes no money, no salaries, absolutely nothing. And in the last meeting with the president himself, even he told me that it will be difficult to qualify to 2018 under the present circumstances. What can you do? Just accept the reality and give them the opportunity to bring other options.
But whilst Queiroz is apparently ready to move on, neither Iran fans nor the head of Iranian football, Ali Kafashian, wants to let go. On the country's main football programme this week, a poll resulted in 82% of 2 million votes in favour of Queiroz staying. And on the same show, Kafashian said that he's told the Portuguese that he wants him to do just that. Before the Asian Cup, he said he had a month's holiday, and when he came back, he wasn't the same Carlos Queiroz. After all, I should know, you could say we lived together for 4 years. I told him, I can't force you to stay. Next Tuesday, Iran will find out their opponents in the first round of World Cup qualifiers. Kafashian says he hasn't even considered a replacement for Queiroz. But he may have to find a new bow to hold the hand of Iranian football on the long road to Russia 2018.